Details of the final regulation regarding access to pasture for organic livestock operations have been issued, amending the National Organic Program regulations to clarify the use of pasture and raising organic ruminants. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Kathleen Merrigan said the final rule provides certainty to consumers that organic livestock production is a pasture-based system in which animals are actively grazing pasture during the grazing season, which must be a minimum of 120 days per year.
Ruminant animals must graze pasture during the grazing season. Second, ruminant animals must obtain a minimum of 30% of their dry matter intake from grazing pasture during the grazing season. Third, producers must have a pasture management plan and ensure the protection of soil and water quality.
Now, USDA did receive a substantial number of comments on provisions of the rule affecting finished feeding practices of slaughter livestock, and thus has extended the comment period for this provision only for 60 days. Finished feeding is commonly used by organic farmers and ranchers to improve the grade of beef and involves feeding livestock grain.
Livestock are exempt from the 30% dry matter intake from pasture requirements during the finished feeding period, not to exceed 120 days.
Now, Merrigan said while a majority of producers are already in compliance, the final rule does give consumers confidence there is consistent pasture standards applicable to all dairy products.
This is one step of many that we are taking to improve the National Organic Program. Organic integrity is an extremely important aspect for Secretary Vilsack and myself, and that we expect further rulemakings coming out. We expect improvements to the National Organic Program in terms of enforcement, and this is just a down payment on a number of promises that we're making here in this administration.
Now, the final rule becomes effective on June 17, 2010. To see the final rule or for more information, log on to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.